Good evening to all of us. Thank you, God, that by thy grace, by his grace, we'll have fellowship in the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, let's open our Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our God, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we do pray, Lord, that you will give us instructions, even messages tonight, that will give us more encouragement to do for thy glory, O Lord. And I pray that the Holy Ghost of the living God will give me wisdom to teach and to preach thy word in a very simple manner. May thy name be glorified and be uplifted, O Lord, and souls will be saved by the preaching and the teaching of thy word. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now tonight, we're going to talk about giving. Here comes verse number one, because recently we have observed that most of the Christians now are lax in giving something for the glory of God. Now, most of us are dormant. And during these very days, this very important day, that we all will be used by God so that others can get out from the wrath of God because of sin. But so to say, we just take for granted what God has bestowed upon us, all of us. We just take it for granted. We just keep it in our heart, but didn't show it to other people. But God, let it be remembered that God had instructed us to give and give and give until God will take us home or until God will come back. Now here comes the instructions of God. The Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, or thou shalt find it after many days. Now the problem is that, do you have the bread to be given or to be cast out unto the waters? Now, how can we have this bread so that we can give it to other people? Now, let's go to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. The book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. 39, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Now the Bible is telling us that the bread of life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that the Father had sent him so that you and me, or anybody who will come to him, he will not cast out. And he came here in order to do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is that you and me will have everlasting life and will be raised up in the last day. Now here comes the bread of life. Verse 51, chapter 6, verse number 50. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. So he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth me of this bread, he shall live forever. Now the Lord Jesus Christ claimed that he is the bread, and the bread that he will give to us so that we will have everlasting life and will be raised up to the last day is his flesh and his blood. But the point is, he is telling us the thing that he do in the cross of Calvary, that his flesh suffered for our sins and his blood was shed for our sins. And anybody who will believe that in his heart will have eternal life and will be resurrected at the last day. So eating and drinking of his blood, eating of his flesh and drinking is to believe what he have done for us in that cross of Calvary. Amen. And that's the gospel which Paul is telling us. Paul said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand. If you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain, for I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the scriptures. So what Jesus said as a bread of life, it is his own self who paid our sins on that cross of Calvary, that when you believe it in your heart, when you believe it in your heart, Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, it says, when you, whom ye have, in whom ye have trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, after that you believe, you were sealed by that Holy Spirit of promise, which is our earnest inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. He sealed our souls. And in the book of Colossians, he will circumcise us with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, so that our soul will be sealed there by the Spirit of God. And nobody can pluck you out of the Father's hand. So it is eternal salvation. Amen. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible is telling us that we are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in us. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says, what, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are both without price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. When we got the Spirit of the living God, when we are sealed by the Spirit of the living God, the Bible says our body become the temple of the living God. In John chapter 3, verses 3 to 6, the Bible is telling us we are born again in the Spirit of God. We are born again. John chapter 1, verse number 12, the Bible says, for as many as believe him, as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. No? Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the flesh, or not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So in reality, Jesus instructed us to be born again in the Spirit. When you are born again in the Spirit, then you got the bread of life deep inside you. Naanak, you have the bread of life. You got the Lord Jesus Christ deep inside you. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27, the Bible is telling us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Therefore, brethren, if you got the Spirit of the living God, you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got a bread of life, then give it, cast it to the waters. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, cast it, give it to the waters. And what is waters? What do you mean by waters? Job chapter 10, verse number 10. The Bible says, up to 12, hast thou not poured me as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Then thou hast granted me life and thy visitation preserved my spirit. Brothers and sisters, we are poured out like milk and God curdled us. We become like cheese. He put skin and flesh, and then he fenced us with bones and sinews and granted us life. That's our first birth. That is what is to be born of the water. And such born of the water, after 9 months, you will come out as a flesh. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. The first birth is the flesh from the water. And such flesh had the image of Adam and Eve. And the natural flesh that we have when we came out from the womb, from our mother's womb, is sinful. That's why it needs to be born again. And what we have discussed about the bread of life, that's being born again. When you are sealed by the Spirit of God. But you cannot be sealed by the Spirit of God without the Lord Jesus Christ doing in that cross of Calvary. You ought to believe there's nothing more or less that you can be saved. Because what Jesus Christ did in that cross of Calvary, it is the only power of God unto salvation wherein you can be born again in the Spirit of God. So the waters are people. Now what happened to the waters? Revelation chapter 17, verse number 1. Go to Revelation chapter 17, verse number 1. The Bible says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had a seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So here comes the great whore. She is sitting on many waters. Take a look in verse number 15. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Waters are people. Waters are people. And what happened to these people? Here comes the whore sitting upon them. And what is this whore? She is riding on a beast. And the beast that she is riding in the book of Revelation chapter 12, it is the dragon that carry the whore. And the whore fornicates all the people of the world through her doctrines. And the people cannot get inside, cannot get out from it. The doctrine of the whore is the doctrine of the devil. People was captivated for such doctrines. And the only thing that they can be obeyed, they can get out from such doctrine, is because is the only thing that they can get out for that doctrine is that you and me will open our heart to serve God, to teach and to preach the grace of God, which is the gospel. The only opening of the eye that was blinded by Satan is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it means you and me, we are saved before because somebody preached, somebody teach the word of God. Somebody taught us about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was saved when somebody preached. Much more we, because we are saved by the grace of God, because of somebody preached to us, we also, it is our duty and responsibility to teach and to preach the gospel of Christ, so that those people captivated by the doctrines of the devil, the doctrines of the whore, can get out. They can be liberated. That's why the Bible is telling us, cast thy bread upon the waters. It is you and me whom God has commanded to cast our bread unto the waters. Give the Lord Jesus Christ to them. Preach the gospel, because it is an opening for the eye, for the mind that was in darkness. The blinded mind will be opened up. That's the only thing that they can get out from the captivity of the fornication of this whore. Now, we have an example here in Acts chapter number 3. You go to Acts chapter number 3. The Bible is telling us, verse number 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. So here comes Peter and John. They cannot give something materially to the lame man. But Peter said unto the lame man, silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the layman, he lifted up the layman, and the layman stood, leaping, walking, praising the Lord. Praise God. Now, that's the greatness of God. So we can see that even we don't have anything, we can still give something. Much more than anything that we have. We have to cast the bread unto the people that they may have Christ in them. Now, that's the first thing we have to give. Giving is not only for material things, but giving is for much more the spiritual things. Casting the bread of life unto the waters is much more important by material, by keeping material things. Now let's go back again. Let's go back again to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 2. The Bible says, give a portion to seven and also to eight. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Now here comes the very moment that God had given us the breath of life. How much portion of that breath of life until now you have given for the glory of God? In the book of Psalms, chapter 90, verse number 10, the Bible says, the days of the years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength, it may be 80, yet is thy strength labor and sorrow, for ye are soon cut up and fly away. God hath given us 70 years to 80 years to live in this world. But it's much better if you can go beyond, but only a very few years. But the point is, how much you give unto the Lord, the portion of life that God had given you. Have you led others to Christ? Why? The Bible says, our life is very short. One of these days, an evil thing will come upon us. That's what the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is talking about. He said in verse number 1, remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth, while the able days came not, nor the years drew nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low. He shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the doctors of music shall be brought low. Also, and they shall be afraid of that which is high. And the fierce shall be on the way. And the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. And desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. But the point is, how much portion you give for the glory of God. First, God wants us to give the bread of life unto the people. Second, God wants us to give a portion of our life to serve Him. Why? Verse number 3 of chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south, towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Meaning to say, someday, somehow, we will fall. We will not stay here on this earth. But the point is, while we are staying here, we ought to sow the seed. We ought to sow the bread of life. That's verse number 6, chapter Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether the both shall be alike good. In the morning, if you are now younger, you just sow the seed, you give the bread of life. If you are old now, you just sow the seed. And Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all suffering and doctrine. Now it is a high time. It is a high time to serve the Lord. You know what? The Bible is telling us one soul that shall repent. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Luke chapter 15 verse 10, the Bible says, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Only one soul, there is joy in heaven. And much more, the Bible is telling us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 19, for what is our hope or joy or crown of the rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and our joy. This is a crown of rejoicing. It represents Christians' converts. It represents the sinners you lead to Christ. They are the soul winners. Joy and rejoicing. Your soul winning, it is your joy and rejoicing when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. So you want to have a crown of joy or crown of rejoicing? Lead somebody to Christ. The Bible says, ye are our glory and joy. It is the people who are the soul's winners, glory and joy. And you know what? Proverbs 11 verse 30, the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. The book of Daniel chapter 12 verse number 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Their converts will be thankful to them in eternity for doing what Paul said. To the weak, I become as a weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all them, that I might by all means save some. Brothers and sisters in Christ, now is the time to give for the glory of God. Give the bread that is in you to people. Give your time, portion of your time to serve the Lord. If you have not seen such people saved when you deal with them, just go on. Who knows, someday, somehow, somebody will reap them. And then when you are in heaven, you will see him in heaven. The Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. It might take years. It might take 20 years, 50 years, whatever years. But the point is, when you are home in heaven, you will meet him. And he will appreciate what you did to him. I hope and I pray that the message of giving, we are not talking about money. We are talking about spiritual things.
Amen.
Money is nothing. A soul is something. I hope and I pray that we have learned some by the word of God through giving. In the name of Jesus, I praise the Lord. I praise you, Lord, for having me to teach and to preach thy word. And I thank God for all the listeners who listen to the instructions of thy word. Lord, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the book. And thank you for saving our soul. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.